A judge in the trial of Soldier F, a former British paratrooper accused of two murders on Bloody Sunday, has ruled that hearsay evidence from two other former soldiers will be allowed. Soldier F is accused of murdering Jim Ray and William McKinney in January 1972. He denies the charges. Our Northern editor Vincent Kearney can tell us more. Vincent, what happened today?
Well, in court today, this was a ruling on recognised by all sides as key evidence in this trial, and evidence from two former soldiers, G and H, who are also members of the parachute regiment in Bloody Sunday, in Derry on Bloody Sunday, the 30th of January, 1972. And evidence from them in statements puts Soldier F at the scene of the fatal shootings. He is accused, you said, of the murders of William McKinney and Jim Ray, and the attempted murders of five others. Now, he denies all of the charges against him. His defence team had argued that these statements given back in 1972 were unreliable and should not be relied upon, so they didn't want them to be admissible as evidence. Judge Patrick Lynch gave his ruling today. He pointed out that by his own acknowledgement, the prosecution case is totally dependent upon these hearsay statements. Now, the statements relied upon are those recorded by members of the Royal Military Police in January and February 1972, statements made to the Widgery Inquiry in 1972, and evidence given by the two witnesses, G and H, at that said inquiry. Now, Soldier G is now dead. Soldier H has indicated that he will not give evidence at the trial, invoking his legal right not to incriminate himself. So on that basis, the defence had asked for their statements not to be made. But in his ruling today, the judge said that, having given a very careful consideration, he decided that those witness statements should be admissible in this trial. Now, he said he would not give his reasons for doing so at this stage, but he might do so at a later stage. Dozens of relatives of those killed and injured on Bloody Sunday were inside the courtroom today for that hearing, and afterwards a solicitor acting on their behalf described the ruling as a good day for them and a bad day for Soldier F. A spokesperson for former British military veterans who served in Northern Ireland said the decision would be greeted by them with great disappointment.
Where then, Vincent, does the trial go from here?
Well, the lawyers from both sides will come back to court again on Friday, but that's really for case management. The first evidence in this trial is due to be heard on Monday. But it's worth noting the judge did say today that decision to rule these statements admissible will be kept under review at the conclusion of the prosecution case. And he said at that point, if the evidence provided by statements is so unconvincing that, considering the importance of the case against the defendant, his conviction of the offences would be unsafe. In that event, the judge said he'd be obliged to direct an acquittal. So while the judge today said those statements from G&H are now admissible, he has made it very clear they will be reviewed, that decision will be reviewed at the end of the prosecution case.
Vincent Kearney, our Northern editor in Belfast, thank you.